Hello and welcome everyone. This is Dakara Keys bringing forth a lovely call tonight on Full Moon Magic. We have our full moon tonight. And what I want to say too is I know there was people from around the world that had asked about not being able to make it live because it's like in the middle of the night. So the energy of the full moon and the energy of the call, everything will be embedded into the replay. So no matter when you listen to it, you could listen to it next month. I'm going to leave this call out there because I really want it to be of service to everyone that chooses to take their precious time to listen to it. So if we hit a point where I'm going to ask questions, I'm mostly going to be guiding you all tonight. I'll invite you to do 5-star, which will invite you to raise your hand so I can respond, or maybe later I'll ask for a little feedback. So with that said, my name is Dakara Keys, and for those that are not familiar with me or my work, I've been doing energy healing work for over 20 years. I've studied many different healing modalities, and it's my honor and my heart's desire to be of service in helping people move stuck energies out of their field, out of their beings, out of their soul agreements and contracts, and blah, blah, blah. I could make a whole long list of all the different places people can have stuff stuck. So it's my intention to create a shift during our time listening to this call tonight, and I appreciate each one of you that have shown up, whether it's live or listening to the replay. So a little bit about this full moon. Of course, the sun is in Gemini, as my birthday was yesterday, and today the moon is in Sagittarius, and we have a full moon tonight, Pacific time at 9:11 p.m., which makes it Eastern time on Friday the 13th, because I've been seeing people post about, oh, the full moon on Friday the 13th. It's like, well, if you're in the East time zone or east of that into Europe, that's true, but not so much in the Midwest or on the West Coast. So tonight's full moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is that spiritual seeker type of energy, and it's in 23 degrees, and 23 degrees Sag, from a Sabian symbol, I'm not going to read the whole thing like I do in the new moon manifesting calls, but here was the key thing, which I had had an awareness of as well. Consciously accepting the ways of a new stage of experience in red opportunities it will present. And that's really what this new moon is about. It's about expanding and becoming aware of our consciousness, really moving into this awareness of our consciousness. So with that, let's get started and create sacred space. So I'm going to invite everybody to take a deep breath in, just connecting our energies, whether you're listening live or to the replay. And imagine walking down a beautiful path into a meadow, any season of the year that calls to your heart. And find your way to the center of the meadow as I begin to create sacred space. So imagine a circle of light at the edge of the meadow is rising up out of Mother Earth, a beautiful, sheer, luminous light reaching all the way up into the sky, up into the heavens, beyond you're able to see where it stops, and perhaps it doesn't. And on the other side of that beautiful band of light are angels, our guides, all standing over watching, and will come forward into the circle as needed. So we're going to call forth all of the aspects of Divine Mother, Divine Father, Holy Spirit Light, Holy Spirit Threefold Flame, calling forth the Ascended Masters and the Violet-Blue Flame of Transformation, the Archangels and the Angels of Healing and Light, calling forth Athors, Elohim, the Four Grandmothers of the Directions to anchor their pillars of light into the grid for healing, calling forth the Four Trees of Transformation to stand on the cross quarters and anchor their roots deep down into Mother Earth, into the wellspring of healing and light, and into that healing grid. Calling forth the animal, plant, devic, shell, mineral, and crystal kingdoms to be here now to lovingly support each one of you listening. Calling forth the scrubber angels to cleanse and clear from our subconscious minds, their cellular memories, subatomic particles, and DNA, all of the energies that are no longer serving us through all time, space, dimensions, all levels, all lifetimes, and all spaces in between. as I now call forth the great universal cosmic spiral to bring balance and harmony and bring it all together. And so it is. So imagine as you're standing in that beautiful meadow, focusing on the base of your spine as we send a grounding cord of light from the base of your spine all the way down into the center of Mother Earth, grounding, anchoring, connecting into her. And let's send it down a little bit further. Let's send it down into the healing grid and really anchor into that grid tonight. Just imagine your grounding cord wrapping around part of that grid and allowing that healing energy of the grid and of Mother Earth to come up that grounding cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart. Take a deep breath in, just allowing that healing light and Mother Earth energy to commingle with your heart's energy. And then imagine that energy combined moving up out of your crown all the way out to Source, looping through Source's energy and bringing some of Source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart. As we now create figure eight, with that energy, sending it down to the base of your spine, looping back up into your heart, up to your crown, back to your heart, stopping for a moment at the apex point as we now create an infinity symbol to overlay, looping it up over to the left and up over to the right. Taking another deep breath, allowing this energy of Mother Earth, the healing grid, and Source to flow along this figure eight and this infinity, connecting us into the essence and energy of pure love. And so it is. Now I want you to imagine above your head at the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above your head, a beautiful little marble-sized golden ball has just floated into that space. We're going to call back any pieces and parts of you that have been left behind. So we're going to call them back from the last week. Just imagine little pieces and particles of your energy, of your essence, of your soul that you may have left at the grocery store, the gas station, work, in conversation with others. We're calling all those pieces and parts of you back. As they gently float back to that golden ball, it begins, but it's completely weightless. Back through the last month, the last 3 months, the last year. That ball growing ever larger, calling back those pieces and parts of you. The last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. All the way back to birth, calling back all of your energy now. And then imagine reaching up and gently placing your fingertips on that golden orb of you, of your energy, and slowly draw it down into your crown, through your head, down through your shoulders, just allowing this energy to melt back into your field, into your body, into your cells, into your being. Bringing it down across your chest, your torso, your hips and thighs, knees. And as your energy integrates back into your field, that golden ball gets smaller and smaller. As it reaches your feet, it completely has reintegrated into your field. Imagine yourself at the center of the meadow, and we're going to call in the directions. So I want you to imagine that you're facing east, whatever feels east for you. And in real time, if you want to sit or faced or stand facing east, you certainly are welcome to do that as well. Or just close your eyes and imagine you're facing east in the meadow. As I call forth east, the element of air, our inspiration and intellect, I invite the winged ones, the energy of birth of the new rising sun, connecting our minds and intellect, calling forth the light, color, and sound needed to create magic, peace, and happiness in our lives. Through these energies, we express gratitude, and we release what's no longer serving us to create space, for new levels of our awakened consciousness. And imagine turning and facing south. As I call forth south, the element of fire, the warmth of the sun to radiate into our hearts, inviting snake, dragon, and coyote, who reminds us to play and have fun. Calling forth the light, colors, sound that's needed to create magic, peace, and happiness in our lives. And through these energies, we express gratitude to release what is no longer serving us and to create space to open up to new levels of awakened consciousness. And so it is. Now imagine turning and facing west, the element of water, the depth of our beloved Mother Ocean, to assist us in cleansing our emotional bodies, inviting the finned ones, whales, dolphin, and the mer, calling forth the beloved goddess Kuan Yin to wash us and clean us of our past, calling forth the light, color, sounds that are needed to create magic, peace, and happiness in our lives. And through these energies, we express gratitude and release that which is no longer serving us. And in doing so, we create space within to awaken our consciousness. And so it is. And imagine turning and facing north as I call forth north, the element of earth, connecting us to our bones, to our manifestation, and the vibrational frequency of truth, calling forth our ancestors, white buffalo, and the gnomes to help us navigate our truth and trusting in ourselves and our knowing, calling forth the light, color, and sound needed to create magic, peace, and happiness in our lives. And through these energies, we express gratitude for all in our lives. And with ease and grace, we easily release on the physical level all that no longer serves us, as then create space to open up to new levels of consciousness. And so it is. And then we call forth center. So imagine you're facing the center of the meadow now, calling forth above and below, calling forth Mother Earth and Grandfather Sky to be here now as we call forth the light, color, and sound that's needed to create magic, peace, and happiness in our lives. And through these energies, we express gratitude, profound gratitude, for all that we have manifested in our physical lives, and space to release what no longer serves us, which also creates space to open up to new levels of awakened consciousness. And as we stand at the center of all that is, I command the energies of the elements and the directions to bless us, cleanse us, and prepare us for the new energies and life to come. And so it is. Now I'm going to read an invocation, and I'm going to pause, and even though I have everyone muted, as I pause, you can just quietly say, "Be with us." Great Mother Goddess, God, creator of all there is, be with us. You who gift us with open-heartedness and awakened consciousness, and who show us to claim our own divine birthrights, be with us. Tonight we seek to remember our true essence and awaken our consciousness to a new level of truth and understanding. Be with us. To transform what is no longer serving us, be with us. Assist us in remembering our strength, our power, and the light within. Be with us. As we connect to the magic within ourselves and those around us, we call forth our spiritual awakening and rebirth. Be with us. We gather for this full moon to be in your presence. Be with us. Blessed be. Our sacred circle is now open, and I invite those that brought a candle to our ceremony tonight to go ahead and light that now in honor and gratitude for the grandness in your lives. some energy down to work with and play with tonight. And I will post a link on the basics of HPT on that same page when I post the replay. So I'm not going to go into a lot of details about that tonight, but I'm just going to invite you to place your hand over your heart. Take a deep breath in. And focus on your high self point, 18 to 24 inches above your head. And we're going to call forth to that basically portal or place that we can call forth all the light, the color, the sacred geometry, the energies that are needed for healing. We're going to call that forth to your high self point as we call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, the light, the color, the sound that's right and perfect to bring clarity, wisdom, release, and what is needed this evening to awaken your consciousness. And then we're going to allow that energy to drop into your crown chakra. Anur, Anur, Anur. And Anur simply means the light. It's from the Arabic language. And we're tapping into a sound signature that's over 6,000 years old on this planet. And Ah is the beginning primordial sound of creation. So when I'm chanting, I'm actually helping move the energy and expand the light. So now we're going to move this light of illumination through the corpus callosum, which is a bundle of nerves that connects the right and left hemisphere of the brain. Anur, Anur. And expanding that light out through your entire crown chakra and into the eye points, the third eye, and all the points around the eyes. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to drop it down into the pineal and the hypothalamus gland. Anur. This is also known as the midbrain area, and I'll be talking about that in a little bit more in a moment. And then we're going to spiral it down through the rest of your head, through your throat, and into your heart center. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And Al-Mukman is simply the affirmer or the inspirer energy. And we're going to allow that light to just expand in your heart and be present as we may tap back into it later. And now we're going to bring some light in to help activate that midbrain area and to awaken and expand our consciousness. And this work comes from Dr. Pillai, who has a center in India. And he doesn't like to be referred to as a guru, because I've never really been a guru person. He's a philosopher, and he really is teaching people about mind science. And I find it interesting because I'm really resonating with his work. And he's explaining some of these base symbols of the sounds that I chant all the time and how they open up space and heal the body. So I've been just really intrigued and very excited to bring in some new wisdom connected to what just has felt so right to me for so long. So what we're going to do now to really open up and activate this midbrain area and create space to awaken consciousness is I want you to imagine, close your eyes, that a beam of light is coming in your right eye, and it's moving right back into that midbrain. And we're going to allow it to actually illuminate all the way back to the reptilian brain and the brain stem. And I'm going to chant Brzi, which is one that's helpful in expanding light and basically helps us with manifesting on the material plane. So whether it's, you know, money or sustenance or an item or bringing in a new relationship, whatever it is. So just allow that beam of light to come in your right eye to your midbrain. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. And now we're going to move that light to the left eye and allow it to spotlight in to the midbrain. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. And we're going to allow that spotlight to come right through the third eye to the midbrain area. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. take a deep breath in and out. And invite your full consciousness to come forth, connecting into the midbrain. And just intend that you're connecting with it fully, fully connecting with your consciousness, and inviting your consciousness to expand. And now I invite you to take out a pen and paper. And I want you to just jot down notes. Some of these questions may feel like, yes, that's I've got an answer for that, or it's coming forth. And some of these may not be for you. But I wanted to kind of give enough of a span, because we're going to move into a release. And I want you to really be thinking about what you're ready to truly release in your life. What energy, what understanding, what belief. And even if it's just that you're struggling or feeling limited by something, then just write down, I'm ready to release my limitation around fill in the blank. So the first question is, what are you truly ready to release in your life? And write down one or two or three things, whatever's coming to you. And the next question, what am I truly ready to release from the depth of my soul? What am I truly ready to release from the depth of my soul? And the next question, what is holding me back from being my radiant self? What is holding me back from being my radiant self? And I'm just going to pause and let you continue to write all of the things that might be blocking or interfering that you're ready to let go. Oh, and here's another one. What is blocking my true magic from coming forth? What is blocking my true magic from coming forth? I'm writing this one down since it just came. The guy just dropped it in. What is blocking my true magic from coming forth? And now I want you to imagine with your paper in hand that in the center of the meadow, a beautiful violet blue bonfire has burst forth from the center of the meadow. It's luminous, colorful, blue and violet light, shades of purple, flaming up, seeing glitter and sparkles coming off. Find yourself approaching this violet blue flame. And you can reach out and see and feel that it doesn't have a temperature. It's simply energy. It's simply light. And yet, you can feel the power of the transformation that it offers. I invite you now to fold your paper up and make an offering to the fire, allowing all of these items that you've written down and what you're truly ready to release. Send it into the fire now. And as that paper touches the fire, it may just poof and disappear. You may actually see some images of information that are right and perfect for you. Focusing on your heart center and projecting your heart's light into the fire. Now imagine yourself walking up to the fire and into the fire. Allow your heart's light to express gratitude for everything that you have in your life now. Feeling the energy of that violet-blue flame moving all around you. Allow that energy to cleanse and clear your entire being, from your bones to your cells, your muscles, your tissues, your skin, every cell and particle, your DNA. And when it's moved from the physical, allow it to move out into the emotional body, and into the mental body and the spiritual body, all the way through your etheric bodies, burning away every aspect of all of the energies you had on your list. Anur, 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 Anur. Letting it all go, letting go, letting go. Let it be easy. Gracefully allowing this divine violet-blue flame to burn it all away. And allow any old energy stuck in your heart to simply float out into the flame now. Find yourself stepping out the other side of the flame and take a deep breath in. Exhaling slowly, completely emptying your lungs. And pay attention to how this has helped you expand your consciousness. Focus back on the midbrain and see how that feels different now. Now, with your physical list that you actually wrote out in real time, I want you to look down and pick the one item that seems to pop off of the page with the biggest energy hit on it. And you can always come back and listen to this replay if you want to work on more than one thing. But for this one step, I want you to choose one thing. Place your hand back over your heart, and we're going to tap and tune back in to that light we brought in earlier. And we're going to ask it to spotlight out to where you have a gatekeeper, and I'll explain that in a moment, living in your being around whatever this energy is that you're ready to let go of. So we're just going to chant that light out. Anur, Anur, Anur. So perhaps jot down where you're feeling this in your body. And I want you to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, there's not really anything there, feeling blocking or hindering. And 10 or 10 plus, oh my God, it's over the top. Feel like you have a big old block or a big old gatekeeper there. So just jot a note down where you're feeling it and what that rating is on a scale of 1 to 10. And since I specifically asked for the light to go out for a gatekeeper, let's ask that gatekeeper, what is its purpose? Why is it there? Just quietly listen. And I'm going to call forth any Heidi Who gatekeepers as well and let them know that we see you and we bring you into the light. Sorry, my guys are funny sometimes. So they put like a spotlight, you would have in an interrogation or you've seen on movies. Putting you in the light, we're going to interrogate you. Let's just ask that gatekeeper, what is its purpose? Why is it there? 95 percentile of the time, it's there for protection, to keep you safe from something happening again. So whether it's a trauma or a situation in this lifetime or something that's happened in a previous lifetime, it could be connected to an ancestor. And then we want to plant a seed of love in that gatekeeper's heart. So just imagine a beautiful little seed illuminated with light is floating down from above into your high self point, down into your crown, and right down into that gatekeeper's heart. Where we can just say, "Oh, we see you, we acknowledge you, we're grateful to you, gatekeeper, for all of the lessons that you've brought forth." Gatekeepers can be many different types of energies, and there's no judgment. They're there for a reason. Even if it wasn't for protection, they're still there for a reason. So now we want to ask that gatekeeper, what does it need? What does it need for healing? And I'm going to call forth the what I call the usual. That's not the word. I can't remember the word now because I'm in an altered state. But I'm going to call forth what I'm sensing and feeling for the collective of the group on the call. And know that whatever energies are right and perfect for you are going into your energy package. So some of you might be saying, well, what's an energy package? So essentially, our guides will come forth and help us create a little package of energy with everything that's needed to bring healing to this gatekeeper, to this situation. So just imagine at the high self point a beautiful little bundle or package or just an orb of light is being created as we call forth unconditional love, divine forgiveness, truth, peace, understanding, expansive energy for the knowing who we truly are. And we're going to call forth a rainbow color, or a rainbow of color and light. And those are seen or unseen by the human eye. Calling forth the sound waves. The Hathors, I invited them in earlier. They're masters of sound and frequency. Everything in this universe is first created with sound. Just allow them to bring whatever sound frequencies are right. And I invite each one of your guides to bring into the package what is necessary, right, and perfect for you. And we're also going to call forth the sacred geometry. And specifically, I'm seeing the flower of life to bring that peace, harmony, and balance. And now we're going to drop that energy package into your crown chakra. Anur, Anur. Allow it to move through the corpus callosum. Counterclockwise, Anur, Anur. We're going to spiral it right down through the throat into your heart center. Anur, Anur. Then it's going to jump on that little spotlight train and move right out to where this gatekeeper is living in your body. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Allowing it to move into the gatekeeper. Archangel Michael standing by with his mighty sword, cutting any cords, returning those cords to sender with consciousness as we anchor all of this with the truth. Al-Haq! And Al-Haq simply means the truth, and I say it with power and force to really anchor it in energetically to your being. And so it is. So now I want you to tune back in to where that gatekeeper was living and re-rate your feeling of being stuck or that block. I just looked at my computer and Firefox crashed, so I got to log back in here, so bear with me. All right, so now I want you to just tune in to that space where you were feeling this energy. And let's ask, is there still a gatekeeper there, or did it get moved on? Okay, I got us back up on the screen here. So I'm going to invite anyone that's having a challenge with the gatekeeper or has a question so far to do 5-star. I got quite a few people here, so I'm going to have to roll the screen to see if anybody raises their hand. That's just going to raise your hand so I can unmute you. Okay, good. All right, so I asked or put on the webpage and what I posted on Facebook for everyone to bring a little glass of water. And I want to invite you to hold that glass of water in your hands. And we're going to take a little meditative journey, and we're going to charge that glass of water for you to sip on through the rest of the evening and into tomorrow, or whatever feels right and appropriate for you. So here we are in the meadow, and the violet blue flame is still burning, so if there's anything else that comes up, you're certainly welcome to toss it in there. With your water in your hand, I want you to just close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and in the meadow, imagine off to the right is a beautiful round disc glowing with white light as you find yourself walking up to this beautiful glowing disc. This is our portal into the magical realm. And with your glass of water in hand, you step through the portal of that luminous light and into the land of magic. The perfect temperature, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, everything has a soft, luminous glow to it. Find your way down a beautiful path that will lead you to the garden of your heart. Smelling the soft fragrance of the flowers coming from your heart's garden as you approach. And you see an obvious threshold into your garden. Standing at that threshold, which may be a beautiful arbor or a gateway, I want you to reach out with your right hand and touch that threshold, acknowledging to your heart that it's you, that you have arrived to visit your heart's garden. And find yourself stepping over the threshold and into the garden that has an ethereal feel. Even the flowers look different. Scents and fragrances that perhaps in your human experience you've never smelled before. Allow these scents to be drunk in through your nostrils, knowing that they're finding their way through the olfactory system, right into the midbrain. Allowing these scents to expand and awaken your consciousness. Allowing this lighter light field to fill your mind, to fill your heart. You'll find a beautiful little altar at the center of your garden. Find your way to the altar and imagine placing your glass of water upon it. Take a moment and look around your garden and see the one flower that's illuminated and glowing, beckoning you to come to it. Find your way to that special flower. And take a moment and have a conversation with it. Reach out and touch its beautiful petals, feeling the vibration, the frequency, the essence of that blossom. And with its permission, simply lift it off of its stem, just the flower head. It pops off gently and easily. Still in conversation with this beautiful flower, as you bring it back and place it into your glass of water, allowing the vibration from this beautiful bloom to energetically transfer into your glass of water, transferring the remembering of your own magic, your own wisdom, your own truth. The sun gently shining upon it and helping it polarize this energy into the water quickly and easily. And now gently lift the flower blossom out of your glass of water and place it on the altar, allowing your heart's light to beam into that blossom, expressing your profound gratitude for it sharing this magic within your heart's garden. Looking around your garden once more, drinking in the fragrances, the flowers, vibrational qualities and frequencies. As you gather your glass of water to carry with you, walking out of the garden of your heart, stepping across that threshold once again, finding your way down the path back to the glowing disk of light. And as you arrive at the disk, I want you to turn around and look at this magical realm, the lights, the colors, the beings. Perhaps you see a lot of fairies. And just express gratitude from your heart for your time in the realm of magic. Stepping through the portal back into the meadow. Finding yourself moving back to the center. And take a sip of the water from your glass. allowing this vibrationally energized, charged water to bless your body, mind, soul, and heart. And as that blessing moves into your heart, feel the energetic connection as it moves up to your midbrain and connects with your consciousness. Anchoring that into every chakra of your being. And so it is. And take a deep breath in and out. And bring your awareness back to your present moment. Oh, and I see somebody has their hand up. So phone ending in 2932. I'm unmuting you. There we go. What's your name?
Aloha, Dakara. This is Melanie in Colorado.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, honey. I have that same gatekeeper I have worked on every time I've been blessed to do any calls with you or anything like, you know, to be joined with your work. And I have found a second one. I have a gatekeeper, a newer one that's just blocking the connection between my head and my heart. The other one cuts off my upper and lower chakras. And I'm getting the same message from them. I don't think I've actually talked to you about them, but the message is that when I was getting what, because one of the things that come up, if I want something, I get the opposite of it, or if I, you know, I mean, that it's as simple as walking across the room to do something. You trip or you fall or you run into something or something falls and breaks. It's like nothing is ever simple. And the message I got was when I was getting what I wanted, that's when I made the choices that led to the disaster that my life is now, which is technically true. And so it is a protection thing, but I've worked on this gatekeeper multiple times, the one cutting off the higher and lower chakras, and that one hasn't budged, and now we have a new one.
Okay. So have you done any private work with me, Melanie? I'm not...
I would love to. I am not been in a position to do that. That's a dream of mine. You're on my wish list.
Okay.
But that's not something I've
been
able to do.
Because I feel like, I feel like that's where we're going to get that to really move. The other thing is, on my HPTHealingWebsite.com website is that relinquishing struggle, which allows you, because I feel like you have a contract or an agreement around all of this, and that's what keeps it anchored or coming back. So canceling that contract. So if you don't already have that free offering from me, I would invite you to get it or listen to it again with the intention that you want to clear the contract around struggling with this gatekeeper and struggling in your life, because you're guided into the Hall of Records to cancel that contract with that that recording and see if
okay,
that
will
help you move that on.
Okay, and what's that one called? It's on your site, and what's it? Is it a Hall of Records? Is that the name of it?
It's called Relinquished Struggle.
Relinquish.
And that one is, yeah, and it's
okay.
In the little box. You sign up for the newsletter, and then you confirm
okay.
that, and then you automatically get it. Yeah, so that one's another free gift. And I will tell you all that are listening that I will be sending out an email with the replay. We're not quite done yet, but and I'm also going to be offering a birthday special to you all for 50% off of any of the classes on my HPT Healing website. So that will be an opportunity to go in and maybe find something that is affordable with the discount that can help you move forward. So there we go. Well, thank you for sharing, Melanie.
Thank you so much, honey, and I will go try. I will go use that one. Thank you, and bless you for all that you share with us. And happy birthday.
Oh, yes, thank you. Okay, so does anybody else have a question or feedback? I am going to release the directions. But I want to answer any questions that anybody has, anything that comes up. You know, if nothing else, like with Melanie, I was able to direct her to, you know, something else that might be beneficial to her as well. So just do 5-star if you have a question or you want to share your experience or what did you see in the garden of your heart, anything about what we've done so far this evening. Okay. People must be shy. Okay. Or not. So let me go ahead and release the directions. I like honoring Mother Nature and the elements and the directions, and then I'll go ahead and open up the lines because I know sometimes people that may be using Skype have a hard time doing that 5-star thing. Oh, here's Maureen, I'm going to unmute you. There you go. What was your question, dear?
Hi, Dakara. I feel like this is really a big transformational moon for me in my life, and I was wondering, when you set intentions and things like that, you know, especially on a full or a new moon, you know, there's a lot of transformation going on in my life right now, but... And I feel that I need to pull away from someone unless they are able to transform in certain ways as well. And I was wondering how that kind of works as far as setting intentions and things like that. You know
well,
what I mean?
My invitation to you would be to honor you. And if it means you feel like you need to pull away from someone or a situation to do that, then do that. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily forever, and maybe it will be. Because sometimes when we hang on to someone or a circumstance or we think we're doing what's right, and I have air quotes in the air here with my fingers, because of our upbringing or our teaching from childhood, we're really only hurting ourselves by not honoring what our heart is telling us. And if you feel like this energy of this person or situation is holding you back, then it probably is. So if you just make the choice that I'm going to set the intention to be free of this, whatever it is, you don't even have to make labels around exactly or any of it. It's just like, I'm choosing to be free of this because I'm intending to be over here in this new vibrational frequency. And what sometimes will happen is as you shift your vibration, that person may go, wait, I'm going to match that because I'm not ready to be done. And if ultimately you're wanting to have that person transform or shift, I mean, we can't change anybody else. But if you change, then sometimes they end up coming right along.
Yeah. Okay,
and sometimes
cool.
They walk away. I mean,
yeah.
There's been many times in my life where I had to walk away from friendships or different things because we moved out of vibrational alignment. There wasn't any bad thing that happened. It just was. It doesn't mean anything other than we just weren't aligned anymore, and it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for raising your hand. Okay, and then ending in 9992, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. What's your first name?
It's Barbara from Toronto. Thank you for taking
my
call, Dakara.
Yeah.
Mine is a serious fear of change. We are, I'm moving with my sister and her family into a new home. We've been looking for a new home for 18 months. She's found something that's going to accommodate everybody, but I've lived here for 40 years. I know everyone in the neighborhood kind of thing. And even though it's like 40 minutes from where we are, I feel as though I'm so traumatized about it. And I've worked on it and worked on it, and halfway through I'm feeling, okay, this is a good, it's good energy. My ex was living here. This is, you know, I could really get rid of this stuff once and for all. And then I go back into, oh, my God. So I'm going backward and forward.
Yeah, many of us have quagmires of energy. My belief is like, ooh, when I figure all my stuff out and whatever, I'm done, I get to go home. So I don't have to be here in the physical and deal with all this. But what I'm hearing for you, Barbara, is there's an opportunity here for you to really connect with your inner child. because I feel this fear is coming from your inner child. So either from something traumatic that happened at a childhood around a move, or something that she's just so afraid of letting go of the space that you're in. And when you can figure out and through communication with her or creating a dialogue, then you can just bring in what she needs for healing.
Okay.
And to allow her to kind of, because I feel like these, almost like these little death grip fingers hanging on to where they're like almost purple because she's hanging on so tight. And it's
okay.
it's a fear. And when you bring her what she needs, and it could be it could be something really silly. It could be like a purple polka dotted unicorn that has gold bells on its toes or hooves. You know, I mean, it can be anything. So you call forth and create that energy package with whatever she needs for healing, and bring that into your body and into her specifically, and then ask her, is there anything else? And what else? And just show her love. And I feel for you that really making that connection, that dialogue, is going to help transcend that energy. And I would invite you to make a commitment to yourself to sit down and communicate with her for, say, 15, 20 minutes a day through journaling. Oops.
Hello?
Still there?
There's Mercury.
I didn't push anything. that's funny, though. It's a valid option. So spend like 10 days, make that commitment to create a dialogue and a connection with her, because I feel the more connected you are with that aspect of your inner child, the safer she's going to feel in moving forward and really asking for what she needs.
Okay, great. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yay! Thank you, Barbara. Great question.
No, I'm busy working with your package that I bought from Energized Living. I am healing. I am money. I am...
Oh, good. So you've got the different package then.
Yeah, lack of
okay,
you know,
so
fear of lack.
You have, I would do the Be Healing one. And
Be Healing,
when
okay.
you go down into, you're guided out with the mermaids out into the middle of the ocean, and you go down into the cave, and Panacea, the goddess Panacea, will create those healing elixirs. Ask her for healing elixirs for that inner child.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because she can bring that vibrational frequency very well. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very
much. Thank you, thank you. God bless.
Oh, bless you too. Okay, so I don't see any other hands up. So let's close out the directions, and then I'll open the line for everyone to say farewell, and then watch for an email from me with the link to the page, and I will put a discount code in there that's good for any of the classes, and that'll be good for a limited time. Oops, somebody else just raised their hand. I made the mistake of not clearing the other ones, but I can see that this one's new. So ending in 7936, I'm unmuting you. What's your name?
Hi, Dakara. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
And I, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I am having trouble seeing a gatekeeper or gatekeepers that I am feeling stuck. I'm not taking any action in not just one area.
So I would ask, I would invite you to go back and listen to the recording and ask if there's a gatekeeper around procrastination. Not just one that's keeping you stuck for something, but specifically around the energy of procrastination.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's, my guides cracked me up. They're like, there's a big bubba there. a big bubba gatekeeper around procrastination that just is kind of holding you back. So when you're asking around being stuck or this or that, you're not able to see Big Bubba. But go in and ask about procrastination and Big Bubba, and I think you'll get the clarity and you can bring in what's needed for healing. And you can use this recording to you know, guide you through that too.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Great question. Okay. So let's go ahead and release the directions and bring us back into this space. I'm not sure why this is not. Well, it is Mercury retrograde after all. I'm not sure why it's not doing what it's supposed to there, but it doesn't matter. Okay, so in the meadow, I want everybody to imagine that they're facing center as our sacred time together has taken us deep within into the garden of our heart, into the realm of magic, and bringing us back with this beautiful healing elixir of magic to sip on over the next day or so. As I express gratitude and I thank Center above and below for your presence and your love, blessed be. And now imagine that you're turning and facing north as we thank the ancestors, the crystals, great white buffalo, for their loving presence. And we thank Mother Earth, that is our body, for her love. Blessed be. Then imagine turning and facing west as we thank the whales, the dolphin, all of the sea creatures for their loving presence. And we thank Great Mother Ocean for the healing waters of her sacred womb. Be. And turning and facing south as we thank dragon, snake, and coyote for being present and sharing their love and energy. And as we thank the mother of the fire of our spirit and anchoring in that cleansing essence of the fire and thanking her for her love, blessed be. Facing east as we thank the winged ones and the fae for their loving presence. And we thank Mother for the air that is our sweet, that allows us to move energy just through our breath. And we thank her for her love. Blessed be. And as our circle closes, I invite each of you to allow the light and the energy that has come forth from the realm of magic deeper into your hearts, deeper into your midbrain, and allowing you to expand your consciousness. And so it is. And with that, I want to thank each one of you for attending and participating this evening. Sip on your water, and if you feel you need to make more, you will have this recording to go back and to enter the realm of magic and your sacred garden, heart garden, and create another elixir. And with that, I thank you. This is Dakar with HPT Healing. And I'm going to stop the recording and then just open the line for everyone to say goodnight. Or actually, I open the line first. So thank you, everyone, for coming and playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Many blessings.
Love to everyone.
Thank you.
And I also want to say that if you don't, if you're not on my email list, then by all means, connect with me at hpthealing.com. Much love, everyone. Take care. Good night.
Night.
Night. Thanks.
Bye.
Mahalo.